When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Blog Talk Radio.
Azerbaijan, being a Christian and a bold witness for Christ can be costly. Forum 18 News reported that on October 31st, police raided a Christian festival and detained four believers in the town of Kusar, Azerbaijan.
80 members of a Baptist church were gathered at a believer's home for a celebration thanking God for the harvest. When police arrived, they turned off the gas and electricity in order to prevent the believers from preparing their meal. Police also photographed and videotaped the service and recorded the names of those present. Despite the government crackdown, believers in Azerbaijan remained faithful to Christ.
To learn how you can pray for and help persecuted Christians, subscribe to the Voice of the Martyrs free monthly newsletter. Call 875-VOICE. That's 875-VOICE. Support persecuted believers by calling 875-VOICE. The Voice of the Martyrs is a Christian nonprofit organization.
In heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne in heaven and one who sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Before the throne, there was a sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures. I'm here to tell you, my friends, this description that's found in the book of Revelation chapter 4 is riveting. But that's what God's wonderland is about. It's about beauty, majesty, His glory, His presence. And I truly believe God is wanting us, His people, to taste of this heavenly realm, to discover His wonderland. And that's exactly what we're going to do today here on Deliverance. I'm Jay Bartlett, and I'll be here for the next half hour exploring the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. Ready or not, you're about to experience deliverance, discovering God's wonderland. That's what we're discussing here today, here on the Deliverance broadcast. This podcast, these presentations are designed to explore the unknown, the strange, and the supernatural. And that's exactly what we're going to do today as we discover God's wonderland. You know, this description I just read to you from the book of Revelation chapter 4, the Apostle John's description of entering the throne room is riveting, thrilling, spectacular, astounding, exhilarating, refreshing, rejuvenating. That's exactly what God wants. He wants us to discover His wonderland, His heavenly realms, where His glory, His presence, His power, His love, His joy, His peace, His comfort, His healing, His deliverance is ever so present. I'm so thankful that you have decided to join me on this presentation as we discover God's wonderland. Here in our recent Supernatural Jesus seminars and meetings, we have been experiencing astounding supernatural reality, stunning. And nearly every single public meeting and service, we have watched as individuals have entered God's heaven and encountering the most stunning, spectacular, astounding supernatural realities known to humanity. Souls are seeing holy angels, seeing Old Testament saints, tasting of heavenly foods, drinking Jesus water, meeting the Heavenly Father, Abba, walking through heavenly gardens, and so many other wonders. I'm just simply humbled and honored to be able to witness the most amazing, miraculous wonders that are known to humanity. Just me personally, in 30 plus years, decades of global Jesus ministry, I have preached to many large crowds, upwards to tens of thousands of people. I've appeared on international television and radio broadcasts, reaching millions. But in terms of quality ministry encounters, we're seeing a higher level of heavenly signs and wonders taking place in our meetings. And some of these meetings are small meetings. But I've never seen so many people in so many seminars and so many services and so many missions in these past few years going to God's heaven, to His wonderland, and seeing the Lord Jesus Christ that I am right now. Never. This is simply astounding if you think about its implications. And recently here in British Columbia, and by the way, it's just what an honor to be able to live here in downtown Vancouver, British Columbia. As I'm behind this microphone, I'm looking out the window and I'm seeing the majestic mountains, the harbors nearby. It's just a spectacular city. If you ever get an opportunity, get to Vancouver, British Columbia, to one of our Jesus Church services, which we hold on Saturday evenings. Tonight, we're holding another service here in the Vancouver area. I would highly recommend, if you're anywhere in North America, make your plans. We would love to meet you and to minister to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And tonight, I believe for more miracles, signs and wonders, and more souls entering the third heaven.
as I mentioned just a moment ago, we're going to be discussing God's wonderland. And here in British Columbia, we have, in most of our meetings, over all these years of ministering here in the Vancouver area and many cities throughout British Columbia in this province, we have watched on as individuals have entered God's heaven. And they have encountered some stunning, stunning supernatural realities, seeing holy angels, seeing God's holy angels, meeting them, talking with them. Meeting and seeing Old Testament saints, tasting of heavenly foods, drinking Jesus water, meeting the Heavenly Father, walking through heavenly gardens, and so many other wonders that would take me hours to go through the litany of all these various unique wonder, heavenly wonders people are experiencing as they're entering His wonderland. These are just some amazing, miraculous wonders. And recently here in British Columbia, in a nearby city, we had a spiritually electrifying night in terms of people seeing Jesus, encountering God's heavenly realms. During the seminar, and this was some time back, during the seminar, multiple people saw the risen Jesus, the Savior, and many were set free from demonic spirits. And I should also say, also mentioned that many were set free from soul invaders, inner witches that were extracted out of many lives, and many heart parts were miraculously healed by the Savior. However, I highlight involved a teenager, a precious young lady, who I found to be very spiritually mature, though she had been through some horrible challenges, horrific challenges in life, she had been sustained by God. In fact, I remember her sharing with everybody during the meeting, during the seminar, that the Holy Spirit had led her to fast upwards to 5 days in seeking God's will. I mean, that's simply amazing, astounding. Now, because of her spiritual maturity and calling upon her life, the demons, the demonic, the witchcraft targeted her, hoping to destroy her. They were hoping to hinder her life. And they were, to some extent, able to, because some terrible things have taken place in her life. Many evil spirits surfaced from within this teenager and angrily revealed much. However, I'm here to tell you, in the midst of the deliverance, God quickly, swiftly took this young lady, spiritually transported her, miraculously caught her up to His heaven, to His wonderland. And I'd like to share with you what took place as she entered the heavenly realms. We, the people of God, can taste of these powers, of these realities. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 5, the author of Hebrews tells us we are to taste not only of this word, which I have in my hands, as I'm speaking to you today behind this microphone, not only to taste of this, and this word is wonderful. It brings life, healing, power, comfort. I love God's word. And as I just open up this word, I feel His strength. I feel His power. As I open up His word, I'm looking at Psalms 118, verse 5. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me. And He set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire in those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence
and princess. God's holy word brings such comfort and strength. The Lord is on your side too. You shall not fear. What can man do to you? I'm here to tell you, on the basis of God's holy word, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. That is why we are wanting people who are broken, fragmented, demonized, to go to the third heaven to discover his wonderland. Because there is the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the healer of the brokenhearted. We want precious souls to experience him. Of course, there's nothing wrong with us ministers ministering and offering counsel and prayer to those who are troubled and experiencing demonic hardship. But it's much better, is it not, going to the third heaven and allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to provide counsel and wisdom and healing and comfort. Allow him to pray for you. Allow him to minister to you, to discover his wonderland. And that's what we're doing here today. We're going to look at his word. We're going to share amazing testimonies of individuals experiencing and discovering God's wonderland on today's edition of Deliverance. I'll be right back after this brief intermission. Are you needing spiritual intervention and immediate assistance in removing demons and healing of your broken heart? I'm available to travel to your location and meet you and your family to pray and minister to you. These are personal, confidential, loving ministry sessions that are designed and developed to meet your needs. Call us at 877-483-5519. That's 877-483-5519. And contact us today to schedule your personal, confidential, loving ministry session. Or email us at jay@jbartlettmissions.com. That's jay@jbartlettmissions.com. And find the freedom that you deserve. Now available is our Freedom Fighter Training and Freedom Fighter Armory programs. I would encourage you to become a Freedom Fighter today. These audio, video-based lectures and powerful demonstrations will touch on hundreds of weapons and tools that can be utilized against the demonic and to set the captives free. These are never-before-released presentations that will transform your life. Learn more about spiritual weapons and watch the enemy flee in Jesus' name. Now, the Freedom Fighter International Training Center is an online extensive training program covering hundreds of different topics, subjects, and issues. To find more information about this Freedom Fighter training, visit us at ifreedomfighter.org. That's ifreedomfighter.org. Become a Freedom Fighter today. ifreedomfighter.org. You may not be aware, but we are offering some beautiful handcrafted wooden crosses that are available through our mission for a suggested donation of $100, shipping and handling included. These crosses have been prayed over, consecrated, and uniquely blessed by God. This Jesus cross will transform an environment. Perhaps you are needing a cross for ministry purposes, to place in your home. We have limited crosses available. Contact us today at j@jbartlett.org. org, j@jbartlettmissions.com, or call us at 877-483-5519. Again, limited crosses available. Contact us today. Now, God has bestowed upon this global mission extraordinary ability to gently guide individuals into the heavenly realms, where thousands are encountering the risen Jesus and experiencing numerous heavenly wonders. We have perhaps created the world's largest video collection of testimonies of those being caught up into the third heaven and experiencing the joys and the wonders and the glories of God's heaven. These thrilling videos from around the world demonstrate that God loves and cares for us. I would encourage you to taste of his powers through these videos. Visit our YouTube channel. Visit our websites, jbartlettmissions.com, and watch your life be transformed by the power of Jesus Christ.
What's up? This is Michael Tate with news about another real-life Jesus freak. Born into a communist Cuban home in 1985, Rosa lived under the strict atheism of parents loyal to Fidel Castro. But her great-grandmother secretly shared God's love with Rosa, and the seeds of faith planted by the old woman, cultivated through prayer, came to harvest when Rosa received Christ just a few years ago. At boarding school, she was the only Christian, so Rosa did the same thing her great-grandmother did. She shared the gospel. And now she has three Christian friends she meets with in secret. Did you ever wish for more Christian friends? Maybe, like Rosa, you can make some yourself.
Will you stand with the voice of the martyrs? Go online to persecution.com.
I'm Jay Bartlett. Thank you for taking a few moments to be with us today as we're discussing God's Wonderland, discovering God's Wonderland on today's edition of Deliverance. Thank you for joining us. Now, by the way, those of you who are needing to contact us, we're located in Southern California. However, we are, as many of you know, we have several bases throughout the world, several locations where we extend our international ministry efforts. Be sure to note this information. It may come in handy at some point. We're located in Southern California at 530 South Lake Avenue, Suite 922 in Pasadena, California, 91101. You can contact us by phone, 877-483-5519. And you can email us at j@jbartlettmissions.com. We also oversee many other websites, including deliveranceblog.org, which is the world's largest blog site that chronicles testimonies of people getting set free from evil spirits. I think 700-800 entries at this point, reporting on the most astounding miracles, signs and wonders, people being raised from the dead, being miraculously cured of various kinds of mysterious sicknesses and diseases, being set free from inner witches, reports of angelic wonders, the sharing of Eucharistic miracles, which is the Holy Communion miracles that we witness in nearly every meeting where people are experiencing freedom and healing through the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. and so many other wonders we report at deliveranceblog.org. iFreedomFighter.org is our training, online training website. We would encourage each and every one of you to get trained. I mean, this week alone, we enrolled many, many students throughout the world who are desiring to be trained to be warriors for Jesus Christ. So I would encourage you to get to one of our websites, jbartlandmissions.com, ifreedomfire.org, deliveranceblog.org, exorcismblog.com, greatbiblestudy.com, ministeringdeliverance.com. Get to one of our websites, and I truly believe you'll be edified, encouraged, and strengthened. Again, we are located in Southern California, 530 South Lake Avenue, Suite 922 in Pasadena, California, 91101. Our number is 877-483-5519. And our email is j@jbartlettmissions.com. I mentioned to you just a moment ago, a teenager here in British Columbia that was caught up to the third heaven. God quickly took her to his heavens, to his wonderland. God appeared to her and spoke to her. The Heavenly Father, Abba, was present. He said, Daddy's here. They will not have you anymore. Speaking of her enemies. Not only did her loving Heavenly Daddy, Abba, appear, but also her kind Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. She was able to meet with the holy angels. She even got to eat heavenly food, drank holy water, flew around the heavenly realms with the angels and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. She was hugged by God, loved by the Savior, and even met Moses. My friends, this was an intense ministry session that not only glorified God and honored him, this teenager was set free from demonic bondage. And her broken heart was healed. The tangible, loving, merciful, caring presence of God. I mean, it was a spiritual, supernatural rush, and many were just teary-eyed as a result. And I feel bad. I apologize. I feel like I'm failing to describe accurately the majesty of these heavenly encounters people are having. So many miracles, signs, and wonders. And I'm just so thankful and grateful that we were able to see this young lady and many others find hope and healing in Jesus' name. And perhaps you've been hearing of these amazing signs and wonders, these heavenly experiences. Perhaps you would like to be open to having one of these kinds of experiences and to discover God's wonderland. Did you know? You can. We're to taste of the powers of the age to come, the Bible says. That's what the Word of God tells us. And Jesus himself, if you look at Matthew chapter 18, Jesus called a little child to himself, and he set him in the midst of them and said, "Surely I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you'll by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." You want to experience God's wonderland? Humble yourself. Be converted like a little child. Go to the Father. Go to the Son. Go to the Holy Spirit as like a little child, a little one. Humble yourself. And you might be surprised, you may be startled, shocked, that God, the Holy Spirit, may just take you into his heavenly realms where you can discover his incredible wonderland. What a blessing. What an honor. What a privilege. And my friends, I bless each and every one of you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I pray for each and every one of you that the Lord of mercy, of peace, of joy, of strength would touch your heart
that you would be humbled. So you might experience and taste of his powers and his wonderland. And those of you who've never given your life to Jesus Christ, right now, right at this very moment, the Bible says if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. You need to repent of your sins and believe in the sacrifice, the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ on your behalf. He took the punishment at the cross so you wouldn't have to go to hell. Confess right now your need of a Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, right now, pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. I repent. I declare that Jesus Christ is Lord over all. Jesus, thank you for saving me. Fill me with your love, joy, peace, and power. In Jesus' name, amen.
Guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.